Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
News Radio, AM 1020, it's KDKA. I now have a theme for the day. I didn't have a theme. Themeless, it's a sad way to make it through life, I know. But now I have one. A very nice lady called and didn't talk to me, but talked to Ben, my producer, and she wanted to know if, I'm not going to say his name, if the boss was still the boss. She knew his name. All right, here, just let you in on a secret. Anytime somebody calls a radio station and knows the name of the program director, they've bitched before. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. But she wanted to know, is he still the program director? I'm going to call and I'm going to talk about the slanted bull crap. Now, those are her words. Don't get offended. I'm just quoting. That's being put on. And that makes me happy. One, she cares. Makes me unhappy. One, you got to be more specific. What slanted bullcrap? I mean, because I'm going to get asked about it. I know I'm not. I'm going to come in tomorrow and there's going to be an email from my boss to me. Subject, slanted bullcrap. I just wish I knew what specifically it was when I got asked about it. 866-391-1020. If you would like to call, thank you for the folks that stayed on hold during the news. Walter on the turnpike. Walter, thank you for waiting, sir. You're on KDKA. Hi.
You're welcome, and thank you, Mr. Crow. With regard to impeachment,
yes, sir.
I was just thinking that I would very much just like to see everyone be honest. Like, for example, I would love to see the Republicans get up there and make an announcement and say that this is payback for us. We still remember how 20-some-odd years ago when we did this the last time, we had the guy dead to rights, had him on videotape committing perjury. Democrats closed ranks and protected him. We're doing the same thing right now.
And you know what? That would be at least owning it, wouldn't it?
It would be.
Yeah.
And I would love to hear the Democrats get up and do the same thing and say, hey, yes, this is political. We think the orange man is bad.
Right.
We've been waiting for an excuse to impeach him since before he was even inaugurated because we are angry that Hillary didn't win. I'd love to hear that because I could respect it because it's honest. Both sides are pretending that they really care as to whether or not he abused his power, as to whether or not it really rises to the level of an impeachable offense.
Right.
They're all lying. None of those things matter to those people. This is Republicans defending their own and Democrats attacking the orange man because they're still upset that Hillary lost.
It was very weird, and you bring up a really interesting point, Walter, watching the hearings last week to watch, and I don't remember which two. I want to make sure I get this right. What's the guy's name from Georgia? Jennings?
I do not remember.
All right, the guy from Georgia and the Democrat with the Nadler, are sitting next to each other, and they're just nasty, right? And they take a recess, and the two turn, and they're just chatting like they're the best of buds. And that's exactly what you're describing, that it's all
a
show.
It's political theater because they need to be able to run for office again. They need to be able to try to get reelected. And if they don't do what is expected of them by their base back home,
right,
that's not going to be possible. Because if they don't, they'll get challenged in the primary by somebody who is more extreme to the left or the right, depending on party, and lose. So they're doing this because it is what is expected of them, what they need to do in order to keep their job. Their hearts aren't in this. They don't believe that they're serving some great higher purpose in defense of the Constitution of the nation. It's just politics. And I would love it if they could be honest enough to say it.
It would be a record-breaking day as far as people watching the thing, wouldn't it? If somebody just came right out
absolutely.
And said, we don't care what he did, we're defending it. And if other people came out and said, we don't care what he did, we're going after him, and just let it sit there, do you think it would change anybody's mind about what they would want the outcome to be? You think the honesty would change it?
Nah. Because it's one of those things. It's like, you know, like the magic of Christmas. Whenever there are children around, the adults know the truth behind the magic of Christmas.
Uh-huh.
And whether or not you say it plainly or openly,
mm-hmm. it's still the reality that's underlying. Walter, excellent phone call, brother. Drive safe on the turnpike. Things are getting gnarly big time in the Midwest. If you happen to be walking by the TV and watching, Kansas City and Denver are playing, and they're playing in Kansas City, and it's full-blown snowmageddon. We might see some snow, but nothing like that. This afternoon, breezy. Tonight, cold, snow developing, low 26. Tomorrow, snow in the morning. We might get an inch of snow, and then it's going to change over to sleet. Cool. Crunchy snow. High tomorrow, 37. High Tuesday, 36. Maybe flurries off and on. 866-391-1020 to call. Ted, thanks for waiting on me. Ted, Mount Washington. Hey, man.
What's going on, Eddie?
Oh, talking about women kissing and slanted bull crap. I'm serious. That might be a theme for a while for me.
Well, look, you're in the controversy business. That's what you're supposed to do, man. When you get complaints, that means you're doing your job.
It's a very weird job indeed that if nobody complains, you're probably not doing it right. It's a very it's a strange reality. I like it, but I recognize it's odd.
Hey, I look like this. That's entertainment.
Okay, now the song from the Jam's in my head. Entertainment, just for the Bruce Foxton bass lines of that. What'd you call for?
Yeah.
I know
that's,
it wasn't
that. Thank you. You're in the entertainment business. But real quick about the national security stuff. I mean, as far as I understand, it's this. If a president has a foreign government to basically give dirt to his political rival, what happens when that government wants a favor from the president of the United States?
Right.
Okay, that's a problem. Also, if you're a senator or a representative from Arkansas, and all of a sudden your political challenger is digging up dirt, or say like North Korea offers dirt to help him win an election,
right?
Do you think that challenges national security? I do. And you're right about the biggest thing about Americans. Americans don't read. I remember the one comedian said it best. If you want to keep a secret, put it in a book. Because someone will never, ever read it. We don't read anymore. We don't even bother really.
Well, it's frustrating personally to me because there's never in the history of the planet has there been more information available about anything.
Yes.
But
there's a lot of misinformation too, a lot of propaganda, a lot of conspiracy theories.
Here's a general rule. If you learned it from a meme, it might not be 100% fact.
True. And also the birth of the internet is actually accelerated conspiracy theories.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Like too many moving parts, man. It's like, you know, the hint of the hint of the hint.
Ted, I appreciate you calling. Call me anytime. Ron in Penn Hills. Ron, thank you for staying on hold. How are you, sir?
Great, Eddie. Good show. And I consider you a voice of reason. But I just want to say this occupier of the White House is a career criminal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, two examples would be the fraudulent charity, Trump University, and the list goes on and on.
Trump steaks, no Trump casinos, Trump airlines, Trump neckties. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, you know, all that stuff was supposedly to be made in the United States. All his clothing is made outside the country. He shows no respect for the Constitution and for the rule of law. Truth is meaningless to him.
Well, but I'm in defense of him. I'm not going to disagree with what you're saying. In defense of him. If I am, how old is he, 72, 70, whatever it is?
Yeah.
If I'm that age and I have literally spent my entire life not being held accountable for my actions, it's real difficult to change at the old dog learning new tricks stuff. If you've been, if you've spent your entire life getting away, doing what you want to do, when you want to do it, how you want to do it all the time. I mean, that's a groovy gig. Most people don't have that gig. That's a groovy gig. But if you've literally, because of your life circumstances, you've never had to be held accountable, it's probably unfair to ask that to sink in when you're in your 70s. KDK Radio. AM 1020, it's KDK Radio. We have an update on the slanted bullcrap. We have an update. Thank you. Eddie, the slanted bullcrap that I texted you about last night, to jog your memory, thank you, I said you were brainwashed by KDKA, and in parentheses it says NBC, or you were really in the dark politically. You didn't even have the nerve to read my text last night. Why don't you read it if you and your station don't preach bullcrap? Well, okay, I just read it. I don't remember the one last night. If I didn't read it last night, I think it was I ran out of town. Now I'm going to go look and see if I can find the one from last night, which is absolutely spectacular radio as I cursor through things. I'm looking for it. I don't see it. I'll keep looking. But as far as reading stuff, I just read it. As far as KDKA with NBC next to it, literally have nothing to do with each other. Literally nothing. This text says Walter is just trying to find a more logical way to defend Trump. Trump voters bring up the fact that Hillary lost more than anybody who actually supported Hillary. Read the transcripts of the call. That's all you need. Pence was in the room. Yeah. I mean, this information is available that I'm talking about, and I'm saying it is available. And when the rebuttals are not based in fact, when the rebuttals are wrong and have been proven wrong and have been proven wrong repeatedly, it's very difficult for me to hang on to the conversation. Because if you open with gibberish, you're not going to come around with good stuff later. What? I'm still looking for the text for last night. 866-391-1020 or kdkradio.com. In addition to, I didn't even want to talk about impeachment because nothing's going on. People are preemptively indignant. And as far as this job, that's biscuits and gravy. Also talking about the Hallmark Channel pulled ads because the ads featured women kissing. It's their choice to not run or run whatever they want. However, all of this came about because a division of a different group, 1 Million Moms, a division of American Family Association, published a petition and didn't like it. Okay. Joanne in Irwin. Hi, Joanne.
Oh, hi. You know, I'm a little nervous. I very seldom call in. I love your show.
Well, listen to me. Listen to me. Don't be nervous. It's just you and me sitting here, you and me talking. What's up?
Well, when I listened to the gentleman that said people don't read anymore, probably a lot of that is true. You know, the library is free. And when you go to the library, you have an excellent resource. I mean, in my little library in North Huntington, because it's a beautiful library, and it has the New York Times, it has the USA Today,
right.
And it has the Wall Street Journal. Having said that, the other resource that's really great for us is I'm a senior citizen, and I go to the lifelong learning classes at Pitt University. They also have OSHA classes at CMU, and it's only $225 a year. And I see the classes cover an array of subjects, and probably over 50% of the students, the people at my age, I'm in my 70s, are Jewish. And the most of us are white. you know, and there's very little diversity, but people that can come to these classes, they can jump on a bus and come from anywhere in the city and take advantage of this. And they don't. And so I just thought I'd throw that out because it is out there. You can go on Osher or Ollie.org and get the information sent to you right at your home. So, you know, these classes have stimulated my learning because I was in the medical field and I didn't go to college, but now I feel like I'm going to college.
Let me ask you a question. I want to ask you a question,
yes,
Joanne.
Yes,
being a senior citizen, and what we're talking about is developing a comfort with technology, and it's technology that you didn't grow up with. How intimidating was that?
I had a flip basic phone, and I decided that the technology was amazing. And when I was in my 60s, I got a smartphone, and I use the internet, but not that often. And I do it for research, and so I do the basic stuff like that. So,
but that's all you need. Yeah, that's all,
yeah,
Joanne.
Yeah, right.
All you need to be able to do is navigate in a basic manner. Technology and all of the information is out there. But here's the double-edged sword of it, and this isn't about technology, this is about us. Information is out there. Misinformation is out there.
Yes.
We've never felt a need to have to sort out what's true and false before the internet. For right or wrong, when the news said it, when you were growing up, if the news guy sitting at the table said it, that was the news and that was it and that was fact, right?
Yes, right.
It's not that way. Yeah. It's not that way anymore.
Well, no, that is true. I, you know, I'm a Democrat and I live with my husband is Republican, and he's a college graduate. His only source of news is Breitbart, and he listens to Fox exclusively.
Right.
I subscribe to the Wall Street Journal. He seldom reads unless I point out an article that he may be interested in, but he does read a lot of history.
All right, I want to ask you that, Joanne. I'm about to have to go to news, but I got to ask you this before I let you go. You just described your husband, and you just described you. How has your marriage changed over the last 3 years because of politics?
He will not discuss politics with me. I will point out certain things and he can't deny that they're not true, but he says, you know, he's Fox, a Fox person.
That's,
and I said, look at this.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so it's changed a little bit, but since he won't discuss politics with me, and I would like to, and I would like to change his mind on some things,
right?
He won't do it. I mean, I've pointed out things about Trump.
Right, Joanne. I got to let you go. I am picturing your husband. That is a wise man. KDKA Radio. AM 1020. It's KDKA Radio. I wondered about that. The relationships and the marriages that are not politically aligned, the call before the break, she believes Democrat stuff, he believes Republican stuff. She said he doesn't want to talk about it. Bright man. And I'm not just talking about politics. If you can get away with not talking about it, go with that. 866-391-1020. And I read the update text about the slanted bullcrap. And I went back because the slanted bullcrap I texted you about last night. And then it goes on to slag the station and incorrectly and whatever. I went back. I did not get any text from the phone number that this text came from. There is not a text that came in last night. Because I just went back and double-checked and then triple-checked because I got the OCD. So whatever you texted me about last night text it again. It didn't get here. It's not here. I'm looking at it right now. On the subject of things that got texted last night, somebody texted and said, why is there like a delay listening? And I said, there's an 8-second delay. They texted back. They were listening on the app. And it can be 30 or 40 seconds. And why that's that way, I have no idea. But we work on an 8-second delay. And if it's longer than that, that's got to do with the app. I'm not even going to pretend to try and explain why that would be that way. But as far as the first text about slanted bull crap, it's not there. I looked because it bugged me. If you send me something and I'm not going to get fired for saying it out loud, I'm going to read it. You took the time to send it, but it's not there. If you'd like to make it there now, 866-391-1020. If you'd like to call, same number. Dan in Mount Pleasant. Hey, man, how are you?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
Oh, you know, now you got everything set up for Christmas. You good to go?
I'll be ready on the 24th.
Now, wait. On the 24th, when you wake up, or on the 24th at 5 minutes till the stores close?
Yeah, I'm one of those last-minute people, man. I'm down there at Walmart 5 minutes before closing to buy stuff.
If anybody ever hired me to make a short film and I had to call it The Demise of Civilization, it would be Christmas Eve at a Walmart, Dan. I swear to God, you're a braver man than me.
4th of July is my holiday, man. That's when I spend all my money. I don't spend much money on any other holidays. So
that's a true American thing. I spend money to blow stuff up.
That's right.
Right on.
Okay, so basically the reason I called is, you know, it's just an outrageous comment when people call and say the president's violating the Constitution. The one charge that's being brought against the president in this impeachment is obstruction of Congress.
Right.
And the reason they're bringing that against him is they issued all those subpoenas.
Right.
And he is challenging those subpoenas for constitutional reasons. And he's challenging those in court. They don't want to go through the court system. And because of that, they're saying you're obstructing Congress.
Well, but so you can – well, listen, if you're charging somebody, you can charge them. And then you go and you fight the argument. But if you're going to charge somebody, and this is true, believe me, I know this, when they have the option to charge you with more, they're going to charge you with more, and then it's going to get sorted out.
Yeah, here's the thing, Eddie. The president, there have been many challenges to the president on constitutional issues, and he has challenged the majority of those, and he has won. And let me give you
Wait. What court cases has he won?
He won the Emoluments Clause case.
That's still in the court system.
No, that was finished in the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals.
There's not another one going on right now?
It was done there.
Okay.
Okay, but the one on the Muslims, they called it the Muslim ban.
Right.
He won that one in the Supreme Court. Let me give you an example of one he was challenged. He lost. And how he responded. Remember when Jim Acosta, he disrupted the press conference and they yanked these hard pass and they took the president to court?
Right. Freedom of the press. Yeah.
That's right. Now, I disagreed with that, but the court ruled against the president. So what happened? Jim Acosta got his hard pass back. And what did the president do? Do you notice they don't do those conferences anymore? The only time you see the president speaking is when he's on his way to the helicopter. That's when they do the press conferences. So he basically changed his procedure. Those press conferences are for the people to hear what the president has to say. Acosta could have sat at home and wrote down and reported on it. His First Amendment rights were not damaged, but that was the argument.
No. Freedom of the press, they were. When somebody can pick and choose, that is getting into constitutional stuff. I'm not defending what Costa did, because as a reporter, your job is to get the information. Your job is to get the story. Your job is never to be the story.
The story.
It's never.
So my bigger point is he was challenged. He lost. He followed the ruling. The other ones that he has challenged and he's won, he's moved forward. So my point is,
what's that got to do with this? What's that got to do with the impeachment stuff?
Well, my point is that I thought I explained that. The obstruction of Congress charge, he's challenging those subpoenas that are being issued to him for his legal advisors around him. He has the separation of powers argument there. He can easily win that. And it's the Democratic House does not accept that. They will not go through the court system, and therefore they're saying obstruction of Congress. And here's the thing. They don't have unlimited subpoena power. The Congress is a legislative body. Mm-hmm. Their job is to pass laws. The oversight that they have has to do with legislation. They do not have unlimited subpoena power. And here's the problem if they impeach him that's going to happen. Going forward, when there is a Republican House and a Democratic president, if they can just sit there and bombard that president with subpoenas across the board, if he or she doesn't respond, then they have the right to impeach him. At that point, the House would have control over the executive branch, and you would be violating separation of powers.
Just to update, the U.S. Appeals Court is going to revisit the Trump win in the Hotel of Monuments case. This was announced back middle of October, that was not done. They're going to revisit that. Just again, okay. Dan, I appreciate you calling. It's always good to hear from you. Man, look. I'm not going to tell you to take my advice, but I strongly suggest you take my advice. Get your shopping done before December 24th. Nothing good's going to come from that. And here's what happens. You end up hating the person that you're there to buy the gift for because you blame them. This text says, neither charge is criminal because he did nothing criminal. It's a policy dispute. It's got nothing to do with that. It's got to do with the Constitution. Well, it's not a crime. Okay. I'm still waiting for the retro update on the slanted bullcrap text. 866-391-1020. Nick, thank you for calling, Nick, and thank you for waiting. You're on KDKA. Hi.
Hey, Eddie.
Hey, man.
Great show all the time. But you said this earlier in your show, you said it scared you that a high school football coach took his team to the Hooters?
It doesn't scare me that somebody did that. It scares me that a person that is an educator thought that that would be an okay decision to make.
But it's okay for drag queens to talk to 6-year-olds at an elementary school?
When did drag queens get invited to an elementary school?
Hold on.
Yeah, man, we'll wait.
I see.
When did a drag queen get invited to speak at an elementary school?
I've been seeing it all over the place. They're having these storytellers by drag queens.
That's not at elementary schools. There was one that was at a bookstore.
I thought they were having them at schools.
No.
But you think that's okay, though?
No, I think that's goofy as crap, but people do goofy crap in the raising of their kids. Would I take my daughter to a drag queen reading time? Probably not, but it's not the same thing at all. At all. Eddie, the president's refusal to answer questions is covered under the Separation of Powers Act or Amendment, as far as I understand, the Constitution. I've said this, and it continues to be true. We are learning how stuff works that we never paid attention to before. And quite often, as we learn how it works, we're disgusted. That's good. That's like the purging before the cleansing. That's good. KDK Radio. AM 1020, it's KDK Radio. It is the voice of Pittsburgh, live and local. Lots of people calling, talking about all sorts of things. And I don't want to be, you know, assuming too much, but coming up on 1 hour left in the program so far, it's been quite tolerable. You can call, you can text. Talking about the impeachment. It's going to be this week. The vote. I don't understand, and this has nothing to do with the specific people or sides. This has to do with the general concept, and I don't understand it. If there is going to be a trial, if you prefer, an inquiry, or if you like Mel Brooks, an inquisition, I don't understand how it can be predetermined. It's going to take this many days. It's going to take this many days. No matter what, it's going to take this many days. How do you do that? What if something comes up that is information worthy of further questioning that might push back the deadline? That part I don't understand. Mitch McConnell went on TV and said straight out, we're coordinating with the White House on it. Dude, you're supposed to be impartial during this. And we're arguing about the emoluments clause, and we're arguing, well, it didn't break a law. You man, I've been fired from jobs for doing stuff that didn't technically break laws. Took my paper hat and everything. It can happen. Also talking about Hallmark Channel. Hallmark Channel, to me personally, is repugnant in every way. There's nothing about it that makes me feel better about myself or the fact that I'm a human being and another human being decided let's gonna make that movie. That's me. And do you know how I deal with the deeply, to me, offensive programming that the Hallmark Channel provides? Do you know how I deal with it? I don't watch it. I go to my TiVo and I pull up all of the back episodes of Bob's Burgers that I haven't seen in a couple weeks. And my advice to you would be the same. There are some people, that if they're troubled by it, they not only do they not want to see it, they want to make sure you don't see it. And here's my problem with that. You and me, because we're different human beings, there's going to be some stuff, and this is true between any two human beings you pick on the planet. There's going to be stuff that offends some of them that won't offend the others. There's going to be something that gets offended by that one person, the person right next to them. Hallmark pulled ads that featured brides kissing. Am I going to see an ad and think, oh, I wasn't going to buy that, but now I saw the brides kissing, now I am? No, I'm not. It has no effect on my day at all. The network's far more troubling to me than that ad that they pulled. But what's troubling to me is this all started because somebody put together a petition, like we do. It was an organization called 1 Million Moms. And that is a division of a different organization. 1 Million Moms, a division of the American Family Association, they defined their mission against the fight against indecency. Don't watch it. Now, if you're a Hallmark Channel and you're gutless and you cave to peer pressure or you cave to the pressure of a petition, that's you. You can put on there whatever you want to put on there. It's your network. But the idea of something like two women kissing falling under the heading of fighting against indecency, I'll be blunt. I see a lot more indecent things. Hallmark movies are family friendly. You ruined it with the commercial. Why would you show a lesbian wedding commercial on the Hallmark Channel? What? How did that ruin the movie? The movie was crap anyway. Here's how the movie works. Somebody, after becoming rich and famous in the big city, moves back home in the small hamlet to take care of a family tragedy. Somebody else, who used to know that first person until they went off and did their thing, come back. Oh, they're a widow now. Let's watch the Christmas sparks fly. At some point in every Hallmark movie, somebody builds a snowman or makes a snow angel. That's far more offensive to me than two women kissing. Eddie writes the text, and yet they rank higher in viewers than CNN, talking about the Hallmark Channel. Oh, I know. I know. Hey, man, having the most people don't necessarily mean it's the right choice. And if the Hallmark Channel, and I know it firsthand because my ex-wife was a Hallmark Channel junkie. That might explain some of the bitterness. Not all of it, but some of it. And every one of those movies is exactly, it's some weird twist on The Gift of the Magi. But it's going to have at least one ruggedly good-looking guy in flannel. And possibly a petting zoo. This text says, but it's okay for the LGBT community to boycott Chick-fil-A until they cave and not give to the Salvation Army. We're sick of it out here. The part at Salvation Army, I don't know. But you can boycott. You don't. No, I personally, I think if the best way you can make a political statement is to not have a sandwich, you're probably missing out on opportunities to make more forceful political statements. So no, it's not one but not the other. To me, that's kind of silly too. If you have a passion about anything that would make you take that stand, right on. Right on. I'm trying to think if there's anybody that are so offended about the LGBT community that they go to Chick-fil-A on purpose just to balance it out. This text, the interview of Comey by Wallace proves that Comey has a God complex. Even Wallace, who was chuckling at Comey, who seems to have his reality in La La Land, Comey said there were flawed people doing the best for America, not in my estimation, and I'm sure not in Carter Page or Papadopoulos' view. Their rights were trampled. It could be you or me the FBI comes for next. I haven't seen the interview yet. I've read clips. He's the one that went out the weekend before the election and said they're going to reopen something. I don't know. Whatever he did the weekend, Thursday or Friday before the election, didn't help Hillary's cause. I want to find out about all of it. But I haven't seen that interview. Now. I've been too busy watching Hallmark movies. On the subject of a place I like to visit for about 2 days and then I have to get the hell out of there, California is in the news. California is being sued by Louisiana because California banned the import and sale of alligator products. The lawsuit was filed Thursday. That's pretty good. One state just suing an entire different state. California has banned it. You can't buy gator skin stuff in California. Man, okay. According to the lawsuit, California's large economy often means that their product standards become de facto national standards, so they're worried that the California gator ban will have effects in other states. Louisiana, that's how they say it there, Louisiana says the upcoming ban is already having effects up and down the supply chain, with the price of alligator hides decreasing, alligator farmers are reducing their investment. Over 300,000 alligators are harvested each year. I don't know if this will make you feel better, Louisiana, but I really don't get the impression just because California does it, other states line up to do it automatically, because quite frankly, California does some stuff that I can see sort of makes sense, but a lot of what California does seems pandering and posturing and striking a pose and completely stupid. And I own a pair of gator skin shoes. KDK Radio.